option for groceries, internet and phone services, and a wealth tax to pay for these and other new social programs. He also said that he wanted to get Canada off of fossil fuels. In closing, Lewis said, quote, "We cannot wait another generation. We've got to start winning now," end quote. In provincial news, some of the leaders of provincial NDP parties were quick to attack Lewis after he was announced as leader. Both the leaders of the Alberta and Saskatchewan NDP parties blasted Lewis for his opposition to fossil fuels. In a post on social media, Alberta NDP leader Nahed Nenshi said, quote, "It's clear that the direction of the federal party under this new leader, someone who openly cheered for the defeat of the Alberta NDP government, is not in the interests of Alberta," end quote. Saskatchewan NDP leader Carla Beck went as far as releasing a statement saying that she would refuse to meet with Lewis until he reversed his anti-fossil fuel policies. Other provincial NDP leaders, like Manitoba Premier Wab Kanu, were quick to express their support for Lewis, with Kanu even appearing on stage with Lewis during his victory speech. Kanu called the election of Lewis to the national leadership as a great day for the party, and that Lewis was a leader with an inspiring message. Also this week, there was a degree of bittersweetness for Lewis in the wake of his election as NDP leader. Less than 48 hours after he won the leadership, his father, Stephen Lewis, died after a long battle with cancer. Stephen Lewis was himself a former leader of the Ontario NDP and an ambassador to the United Nations. Abhi said that even in his final days, his father Stephen was constantly asking for updates on the federal NDP leadership race from his hospital bed. In his victory speech at the NDP convention on Sunday, Abhi Lewis shared a touching story of a conversation he had with his father about the NDP forming federal government, saying, quote, "He told me something kind of heartbreaking that his father, David, said to him once. David said, 'Son, not in my lifetime, but maybe in yours.' Recently, my dad said the same thing to me. 'Not in my lifetime, but maybe in yours.' Well, Dad, I refuse to tell that to my kid," end quote. And finally, Tuesday, March 31st was the International Day of Transgender Visibility, and transgender lawyer, author, and Rabble columnist Charlotte Cheesby gave their thoughts on what this day means to the transgender community. Cheesby notes that the transgender community is more visible than it has ever been, but that this visibility comes as a double-edged sword. On the one hand, being more visible can lead to more acceptance, while on the other hand, being more visible can leave members of the transgender community more open to attack. Visibility, Cheesby argues, can be used against the community and make it easier for far-right anti-trans politicians to target them. What's needed, Cheesby argues, is a politics of visibility that draws the public attention to trans joy. And as always, you can read the full version of all the stories we talked about today on Rabble.ca.
Thanks, Nick. And that's it for Rabble Radio this week. To help support our show, please visit rabble.ca/donate, subscribe to Rabble Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, and now join us over on Patreon for special bonus content. Thank you to all the journalists and writers who contributed to this week's content on Rabble.ca. Thank you to Carl Nirenberg for supplying the music for the show. And thank you to you for tuning in to Rabble Radio. I'm Brianne Doyle, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
I'm Robert Slade, Winnipeg actor and moron. And you are listening to CJUMFM 101.5, supporting the arts in Winnipeg and giving you a real good listen.
The following program may or may not contain objectionable words, risque, questionable, or nasty and naughty subject matter, possibly graphic depictions of violent situations. If any of the following disturb you in any way, please feel free to tune out and tune back in when the show is over. Have a nice day.
Lunch is back with their fifth record horror show this Friday. If you are a fan of bands such as Bayside, Save the Day, Transit, Hot Water Music, Alkaline Trio, or Jawbreaker, check it out. This is their song, I Miss California and Every Dog I've Ever Met, on Equal Vision Records.
Look at the walls, the paintings come to life, they look young.
That was Bleed American with their song Taylor Swift off of their new EP. Check out that new EP. Great four-song record. Has some amazing songs, especially the song Social. I want to play that next week. It has a Leon's Getting Larger feature on it. Check it out. And I'm not going to say exactly where that Leon's Getting Larger feature is. You just have to wait and see. Before that, we had some Yellow Chocolate with Lego Fist. Jared Adams with Your Own Enemy, and before that we had Paradise on Fire with Open Your Eyes. Shout out to Ashley, shout out to Liam for that. Now, the very first song I played was kind of like a more of a promo, if anything. A band I really want to feature for some time. I'm the Avalanche from New York City. That is Vinny Caruna from The Movie Life. And they're releasing their fifth album on Friday, April 10th. I'm really excited for that because I'm the Avalanche has been one of my favorite kind of post-hardcore emo-ish bands from like the mid-2000s. And like I love The Movie Life as well. Huge fan of that kind of 2000s, 90s power pop stuff. Yellow Card, Juliana Theory, that kind of stuff. Semisonic, of course. So, you know, I Am the Avalanche, awesome band. And that is their newest song, I Miss California and Every Dog I've Ever Met. So I'm going to play some Paige Drobot right now. After that, I'll play some Autopilot from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. After that, some C-Red, who just announced their last show happening in Montreal, which is their hometown, home province. Got ended with a hometown show. Really sad because I saw C-Red at Darling Bar, RIP Darling Bar. Really unfortunate because that band just blew my mind with how their live show was set up. They're friends with Guilty Sleep, the boys, and it's just really sad to see another really good band, especially another touring band, you know, due to industry or due to whatever it may be. C-Red, super underrated, and I'm gonna play my favorite song by them. It's called Camping in Peterborough. It's an amazing song. I can't wait to play it because I love it. One of my favorite Canadian songs of the kind of like 2020s era. And after that, I'm going to play some Wheatus. Wheatus show a couple days ago. As of hearing this episode. And it was a great show. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs off of that first record. You're going to hear Hump Him and Dump Him. So check it out. Here's some Paige Drobot and some Autopilot from Saskatoon. Check it out. This is UMFM 101.5, Suburban Home.
it to my kitty cat. The big fat look, it's coming back.
That was Hump 'em and Dump 'em by Wheatus, who were just here on Tuesday. Before that, we had some Sea Red from Quebec, some Autopilot from Saskatoon with Fragments. Shout out to Maryland for that. You know, massive supporter of the show. Amazing musician, songwriter, and everything. And also shout out to Beefy Records out of Saskatoon. And Paige Robot, Alien Girl. Check out the music video, by the way. Transistor 66 Records. Shot at a No Frills. I love that. Yeah, Paige Robot, a legend. Now, I just want to say rest in peace to Bo of Harm's Way and Hard Lore Podcast, the only music podcast I really cared about. You know, he did so much for the hardcore, metalcore, metallic hardcore community. I think Austin from Haywire 617 put it best when he said Harm's Way was basically like Metallica to a lot of kids of kind of his generation growing up, kind of within that like 2008 to 2014 hardcore spectrum, up until the time when Knocked Loose started becoming a thing, Turnstile Knock Loose, those kind of bands, and even some of the smaller ones, like, of course, like Prowl from Montreal, and Harm's Way were like the OGs, and Bo is like to us, he is our James Hetfield, or like that last generation's James Hetfield. Harm's Way, an amazing band. Metallic hardcore forever. Without Harm's Way, there would be no Drain. There would be no, there would be no Drain. There would be no Turnstile the way we know them. There would be no Pressure. I'm sure Parker would still be fronting a pop punk band. So I'm going to play some Harm's Way type stuff. I'm going to play two Harm's Way songs. I'm going to play some Twitching Tongues, and I'm going to play some Converge. And yeah, check it out. And rest in peace to Bo.
Faster, we are good.
All right, you just heard some Jerome's Dream. That was I'm Reminded of a Kid Who Used to Stomp Bugs. And before that, we had Harm's Way twice, Twitching Tongues and Converge, Hum of Hurt, something from their new album that's dropping in June, their second album of the year. Now, Harm's Way, Bo, so important to basically our entire, like, the past two or three generations of hardcore, of metallic hardcore and metalcore especially. Rest in peace, Bo. Listen to Hardlore if you haven't. There's so many good interviews between the 5-hour Freddie Madball interview, the Davey from AFI interview, Jeremy from Touche Amore interview. So many good ones. But really unfortunate. Yeah. It's a big one. I'm still as speechless as the day I saw it, as I saw the death announcement probably almost a week ago at this point. Yeah, but I'm going to play a little bit more music. I'm going to play some Chilio as they're coming April 19th with Gutter King from Calgary with All Saran and Screaming at Traffic. And speaking of Screaming at Traffic, you're going to hear some Screaming at Traffic. So check it out. This is UMFM 101.5. Thanks for tuning in. As always, Pledgerama is coming up. So check it out. Get your pledges in. And I might have some stuff to give away. Thanks for tuning in as always. ZMFM 101.5. Suburban Home. See ya. And rest in peace to Bo from Harm's Way.
I just need something to love and fill the space. Something real that helps me ring out all this hate.
In a world where no one cares or can relate, out of the blue you hit me like a hand grenade. Now I'm a slave, a metaphase, lost in the source without a trace. Goddamn, you're all I see. You and you're my dreams, but in my disease. This side of fantasy, you'll be the death of me. Another casualty. Wallpaper.
Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the armed forces, RCMP, and federal public service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated. Over 9,000 careers.